This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, on this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017, global transmission. Absolute total war has been declared against the Second Amendment. The Democratic Party and their mouthpieces like Jimmy Kimmel and others are calling for the total abolition of citizens owning firearms. And Keith Olbermann is calling gun owners terrorists. He says the NRA is a terrorist organization, and by extension, all gun owners are to blame for this attack, even though they don't even really report on the daily Islamic attacks in the U.S., Canada, Europe, with people screaming Allah Akbar. Then it's never Islam's fault. Here's what we know, and we're going to have breaking news coming up at the bottom of the hour. All the evidence points towards Islamic connections, and we have ISIS, even the Associated Press admits, that generally only takes credit for things they've actually done. And they are taking credit and talking about his Islamic name and all the things that he was involved in, the things that the supposed shooter was doing. That said, he had a lot of investments. His girlfriend of many years was traveling back and forth to the Middle East. We know that the Islamists will a lot of times give people a lot of money if they promise to then carry out an attack down the road. And the big question, and I've been talking to a lot of intelligence operatives and really smart people, and they concur with my research and the fact that we're pointing towards the fact that he was paying his gambling debts, getting some type of Islamic funding. And that, again, in the last 2 months, he'd openly converted to Islam. He was known by police in the area, and our sources in the hostage rescue team, and this comes from sources directly inside the hostage rescue team, not the team that went in to assist police, but folks that work with those very people, that there was some firing going on and some confusion, and they believe that they actually killed him, and that once inside there was just Antifa literature and garbage piled up, basically, and that also connections to the Middle East and literature and information. We know the left is wedded to Islam and using them as their enforcers. So this is just incredible to have the media coming out yesterday and saying ISIS takes responsibility. And here's his Islamic name. And they say they were in contact with him for a long time, and he converted 2 months ago, and his girlfriend's going to Dubai, and all the rest of this stuff, and he's got all this investment money now, we learn, millions of dollars coming in from weird sources, not just hundreds of thousands a year. And he's connected in with the Skunk Works and Lockheed Martin. This whole thing has a lot of questions. And so I questioned this yesterday and said, look, ISIS claims Vegas shooting responsibility. Says Stephen Paddock converted to Islam. Now, hours later, Newsweek came out with this headline. This was picked up in publications across the country, corporate fake news, that I made up. That I made up the entire ISIS claiming responsibility, even though it was in thousands of publications, and that my reporting on it was made up. And they mix in a bunch of stuff I didn't say out of context. And then I'm sitting across the breakfast table from my wife this morning. She's reading the New York Times saying myself and others put out fake news saying ISIS took responsibility. So they want to cover up ISIS taking responsibility to the point they're now saying it never happened. You talk about fake news, they are desperate. Just like San Bernardino, day one we said it was Islamic, took 3 days for it to come out. They are fighting to cover this up. and Trump isn't in control of the Justice Department or the FBI, and they're covering it up.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here's what we know on this October 3rd, 2017, Tuesday worldwide broadcast. The left, from Phil Mudd, deputy director of the CIA, to the former director of the CIA, Brennan, to Al Gore, to all of them basically have gone on national television and said Trump will soon be removed, and that there's going to be a violent revolution in America slash Arab Spring. Now, Newsweek has tried to deceive the public, putting out an article attacking me titled Alex Jones Says the Deep State is Behind the Las Vegas Attack. And then they come out and say Jones made it up, claiming that ISIS had taken responsibility, and they say that ISIS never took responsibility. This is the next level lies. Hours before, Newsweek itself ran the headline, we can put that on screen, that ISIS took responsibility, and they released the Islamic name that he went under. Now, think about that. And it's in the New York Times today, and it's in the Washington Post, it's everywhere, reporting that fake news made it up. They're not even saying ISIS ever said it. They're saying fake news made it up. No, the official ISIS encrypted website put it out. The FBI reported it. That is confirmed. So they now are engaged in such incredible fake news and awesome level deception that they're just moving on and not saying, well, we question ISIS taking responsibility, because that gives you motive. You've got his girlfriend going to the Middle East. You've got him deep in debt but getting millions of dollars. Nobody knows where the money came from. That's what ISIS and Al-Qaeda and folks do, is they pay people to carry out shooting attacks, stabbing attacks, and bombing attacks. Your family doesn't have money. You're in Palestine, Israel. They'll give you $200,000 to go stab some people. To go shoot some people, they'll pay even more. If a suicide bombing ends up killing 100 people, they might give you $1 million. That's how Hamas, that's how Hezbollah, that's how the PLO, that's how all these groups finance the terrorists. That's what they do. And so the media keeps saying, we don't know a motive. We have no idea. We have just no inkling in our minds of why this happened or why any of this is going on. Zero. Absolute, total zero. Here's NBC News. Las Vegas shooting. ISIS claim of responsibility. And it goes on to say Abu Abed El-Bar. There's his supposed name. Abu Abed El-Bar. Now, first they said, okay, ISIS, even the Associated Press said, normally when ISIS takes responsibility, it's real. Then they started spinning it into, it's a sign of desperation by ISIS to claim responsibility. That was by about 3 o'clock. And by 4 o'clock Central Time yesterday, there was a new headline out that I had completely and totally made the whole thing up with no proof. So that's the evolution of their deceptions, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, there's new articles breaking today. Daily Mail, ISIS releases new video bragging the Las Vegas shooting is revenge for U.S. attack against their caliphate. Now, here's the issue. If the media, if the controlled corporate media wants to question whether ISIS is taking responsibility, whether that's true or not, that's one thing. But it's another thing to, again, engage in total deception and say that it's made up, they never took responsibility. I just showed you, of your TV viewer, two different Newsweek articles. One saying ISIS took responsibility. We all heard that yesterday morning. It was all over every newspaper. It was all over every website. It was all over talk radio. It was all over CBS News, NBC News, CNN, all of it. And then within hours, it's not even true. They never took responsibility, but they never retract the old articles and never show how it wasn't true. The way they retract is claiming I made it up. You understand that deception? Now, the president is already dealing with their last load of lies from a few days before, where he's in San Juan, just landed 20 minutes ago. We've had food and supplies stacked up to the sky for almost 2 weeks. They've been hit by, two hurricanes broadside. Another one grazed them. They've been loading it up with food. They've got 10,000-plus containers at just a few of the ports alone, air-conditioned containers, food, medicine, water, generators, everything they need. And we now know the mayor ordered to stand down. We now know the Democrat-run Teamsters, who control 80% of trucking, blocked it and have gone on TV and admit it. Wow. That is the next-level psychological war we're under. And that's the whole point. They're on the news, on controlled corporate media, on enemy media, saying that all gun owners are to blame for this attack and putting the guilt on you. Incredible propaganda, incredible bullying. But they are the ones that have been building up for a year, intensely, revolution. Even if Hillary got in, they were going to have a revolution and put everybody in their place and end the free press. And Alex Jones was the example of who had to be shut down. And now Trump got in, so we've got a beachhead. They're panicking, but they're going ahead with their operations. And they said, starting in October and right through November, we're going to start killing conservatives. We're going to start killing white people, mainly white people saying that and pushing it 90% of the time. Because I don't want to report what they're saying and act like it's black folks or Hispanics that are doing it. It is. You've seen the videos everywhere. I've been there 90% of the time. In fact, 95% of the time, it's white people. There weren't any black people or Hispanics or Asians attacking me when I was in Seattle with hot coffee or trying to punch me or spitting at me. It was all white people. Because it's a weird, whacked out thing where I guess they used to be racist or something, and now they flip to the other side, so now they hate themselves and hate all white people. I mean, it's Martin Luther King would say that's a crazy racist right there, a crazy white racist that hates white people. So you see them frothing, saying, we're coming to kill you. We're learning how to use weapons. We're learning how to come after you. I was on the air Sunday night saying I've been to major shooting ranges. And they tell me the biggest group they've got is liberals preparing for civil war against the American people. I said that Friday night, 4 to 6 p.m., with Matt Bracken, the Navy SEAL, counterterrorism expert, on. And we said, I'm surprised there hadn't been a terror attack yet today, other than the two we saw screaming Allah Akbar in Canada and in France. And then hours later, it happened. And Bracken's on air saying, I think they'll shoot into a rock concert or a football game and use that attack either on a right-wing patsy or on somebody else to trigger a civil war, and it happened hours later. If you want to know why they are coming after us, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know why It's because we actually study this. We know what we're talking about. And I've got sources, ladies and gentlemen, that and they know. My sources included the President of the United States. And they've moved heaven and earth in mainstream news admitting, trying to get General Kelly to block my information from getting to his desk. I mean, I can pick up the phone and I can call 20 different people at every level of the CIA. I can pick up the phone and call the FBI, federal marshals. I can pick up the phone and I can call you name it. And they all concur with information I'm going to break at the bottom of the hour with a Kit Daniels article that is about to go up that shows massive connections in absolutely bolstering and augmenting the argument that this guy was an Islamicist or an Islamicist patsy being handled and set up to pay off gambling debts that were being paid out of the Middle East for him to carry out this attack or to at least be set up in the attack. And we're going to break all the exclusive intel coming up here. You want motive? We've got it, and we got proof.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Jones, this is InfoWars Live, coming to you from our television studios, simulcast on radio, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are our sites. The sites all have a lot of the same news, but a lot of different video and articles and original content as well. And NewsWars loads super fast. It is a very modern site. We're in the process of redesigning PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. So, here's the information we have right now, ladies and gentlemen. American gun owners cannot back down in the face of the sustained demonization of the Second Amendment. And you notice all the mass shootings that still statistically are a very rare way to die cannot get us to give up our guns, because we understand if some Islamicist runs over a group of people with a car and kills 20-something people, you don't then say, aren't car drivers insensitive for still having their cars? No, it's a bad person using a tool to do that. If somebody dumps cyanide in the water supply, the lake isn't bad, and you're not insensitive if you're watching people in another country dying by the thousands from cyanide poisoning in the water. You're not bad when you drink water. The water's not bad. Somebody put poison in it. Guns are tools. Guns are resources as well. And everywhere we've seen guns, we've seen crime drop, except for areas like Chicago, New York, D.C., where they restrict the law-abiding having the guns. The crime rates have precipitously exploded there. And I know our audience knows that. But within minutes, Hillary did her customary doublespeak on Twitter and said, I don't want to get political and partisan, now's not the time, but the NRA and the Republicans are to blame. So we've got close to 60 people dead, hundreds and hundreds, over 500 wounded. But still, more than 100 people die every day on America's highways. Are we going to ban cars? Well, they're trying, saying, hey, let it all be driverless. It'll be safer. Hell, don't ever be born. Then you'll never die. Don't ever rock climb. Don't play dodgeball. Don't play contact sports. That's where this is going. And you've got Jimmy Kimmel, the dirtbag, who admittedly is the creature, the minion of Chuckie Schumer, meeting with him on the healthcare debacle, on that scam, propping up the scam that's Obamacare, the bipartisan fraud that's Obamacare, and now going after the guns, crying last night with his fake tears, saying take all the guns, and blaming American gun owners and blaming the NRA. Because when they attack the NRA, they mean you and me and all of us. It turns out there's photos and videos of his armed security everywhere he goes, packing 9mm, 40s, and 10mm on their hips. That's right. Under their shirts, he has up to 8 security people when he goes to dinner or anywhere else. I'm not going to spend the money I've got for that. I'm going to spend it to expand this operation. I'm not going to have 6-7 security people with me at all times. I've got to have some now. But the real security is right here. So how is it different if I have this Glock and an M4 right here to defend myself if somebody comes in here? But then when he has guys off in the shadows with guns, then it's okay. Because, see, they're the state, or they're the specially licensed people. oh, so this one, only they have the guns, you end up having tyranny because they always end up taking over like any banana republic country. But I know everybody knows that in this audience. Well, we've won the information war when it comes down to that. The left knows it, so they're all going to gun ranges, getting guns, and training to come after us and saying they're going to kill us. And then we see a country music venue of mainly white people hit. And then they say, we don't know a motive when ISIS takes responsibility, when the guy's girlfriend's going to the Middle East, when the guy's got all these debts, when the hotel's owned by a big globalist leftist that gives money to cop killer groups, reportedly, and leftist Antifa groups. Clearly, there's cameras in every hallway. You do anything, even halfway suspicious, they come. One of my own bodyguards was out in Vegas years ago, and the maid went through his underwear drawer, found his firearm, and then tried to claim it wasn't properly serial number registered, but it was through the company he was working for, but they did try to take him to jail. The point is, they dig through everything in your hotel there in Vegas. It happens in all major chains, but in Vegas, they go through everything in your pill chest. They go through everything in your toiletries. They go through all your clothes. They go through what you're reading. They thumb through your books to make sure they're not hollow books. They do a security sweep, and they have cameras more in Vegas than anywhere else in a private area. And for 5 days, this guy supposedly hauled, get ready for it, 40-plus firearms up into the room and thousands of rounds of ammunition with maids coming in and out. When they see do not disturb on your door for more than a day, they come in. When you first get there, they do a sweep the minute you leave. They do that in every major hotel, especially casinos. You're in a suite for 5 days lugging 40 firearms in there, and nobody knew it was coming. Nobody knew it was happening. And, of course, they got every manufactured type you can imagine of semi-auto and of different conversions to be able to ban all of those. You can see the whole cutout. That comes from really smart people and my own research. So law enforcement isn't buying any of this. The military's not buying it. Security personnel aren't buying it. The hostage rescue team, the FBI isn't buying it, low level. But high level, the FBI's got people out politically demonizing the Second Amendment, active duty, current high level FBI, because Trump hasn't culled all those people out. You've got the Clintons and the Bushes and then Obama. You've got close to 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, of them being able to put all of the people they want into place in all these positions. The government's full of reality winners. The government's full of this lieutenant from West Point saying the violent communist revolution's coming soon. So what do? Well, they take out a bunch of Christians, they take out a bunch of conservatives, and then they blame it on the very same group, and even mainstream media says, CNN, I've got the clip, well, this was mainly Trump supporters that got shot, so I guess they deserve it. And the deputy head of CBS had to resign yesterday because she said, I don't feel sorry for them. They deserve it because they're Christians and they're Trump supporters that listen to country music. Bigoted and hateful and sickening and in your face like you're a moron. They said they're coming with a revolution. They said they're going to get violent. They said they're going to go after us, but they're going to do it where they attack us and then blame us for the very attack they've carried out. And you know it's the season. They said they were going to do it. They said it was coming October 1st, and then they give you the biggest massacre in U.S. history using firearms so they can try to counter our revolution to take the country back. It's ridiculously obvious. It's sickeningly right out in the open. It's overwhelming. ISIS taking responsibility. The guy's live-in wife, his common-law wife going to the Middle East, and he's in all these debts, getting millions of dollars from nowhere. Unbelievably obvious what went on. He either did it or he was set up as the patsy in it. And then they say we don't have a motive when we've already had them take responsibility.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is flow with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As soon as I announced 15 minutes ago that at the bottom of the hour, where we are right now, 11:33 Central Time, that we were going to be posting more evidence of Antifa working with radical Islam and connections to the reported mass shooter suspect in Vegas. As soon as that happened, our IT people called another state. We've got some here as well, and said we've got a giant bot attack that just started on the site. We're talking within minutes of me announcing it, trying to bring down Infowars.com. So that site is up and down. We were barely able to even upload this report. Newswars.com is having it uploaded to it right now as a backup, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. But I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, working on this and having other sources give me information. But here's what we know right now. They've gone to total disinformation level, and that tells you this is a major operation, what we just witnessed, and what everybody can smell coming out of the tragic events in Nevada, there in Las Vegas. Again, they announced in the morning that ISIS had officially, on their website and on their own encrypted site, taken responsibility for it and even gave out the Islamic name of the reported shooter. Then, within hours, the media came out and said, Alex Jones made it up. They said it in hundreds of publications. Alex Jones made it up. ISIS never took responsibility. Now, the FBI officially said that ISIS came out and took responsibility. The British government came out. They did it on their official website. The media just totally is lying to the public. They've chosen me to be the symbol of fake news. And so they say, oh, it's Alex Jones. He says it's deep state working with ISIS, and ISIS never took responsibility. And then now today, the New York Times says it's not true. Fake news reported ISIS did it. They're not saying ISIS is wrong or ISIS is lying. They're just saying it never happened. Now, what does that tell you? They don't want there to be a debate about this. They don't want you to know that individuals, organizations have come out and taken credit for it. They want to say, we don't know what happened when a giant concert full of 23,000 people, 80+% of them white, get targeted when the left says, we're coming in October to start killing whites and Trump supporters. And we're going to overthrow the government. And we're getting armed and we're getting ready. And in meeting halls all over the country, Doug Hagman's exposed it. Steven Crowder's exposed it. Paul Watson's exposed it. Drudge Report's exposed it. Project Veritas has exposed it. We have all exposed it. And InfoWars has shown the videos and shown the articles and shown where they say they're doing it. I go to gun ranges to get intel. They say, yeah, most of our business now isn't libertarians or conservatives. It's liberals in here preparing for a civil war. And there's just women with hijabs everywhere firing full auto and semi-auto, because these are gun ranges where you can rent the guns and do it. So new doomsdayers taking up arms and prepping for catastrophe are the American liberals. There's that article. But I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to get into some of the other news, and we come back to the start of the next segment. I'm going to get into the Middle Eastern connections and the evidence piling up there that they don't want you to discuss while the media plays dumb, just like they did to the Pulse nightclub, just like they did San Bernardino. They wouldn't say for 3+ years that Major Hassan killing 13 people at Fort Hood was an Islamic attack, even though he was in contact with Al-Qaeda and with all their top people and was planning it for 2 years, and the CIA knew and did nothing and let the army psychologist prepare his attack. And when there's an attack, they tell you it's not Islamic. And it took years to have the army be reversed and have to admit it because of lawsuits. Fort Hood shooter Nidal Hassan petitions to be a citizen of Islamic State. But he's not involved with Islam. And it wasn't an Islamic terror attack because the FBI run by Mueller at the time, and the CIA run by Brennan, converted to Wahhabism, tells you Islamic terror doesn't exist in the official FBI manuals until Trump got in 9 months ago, and now it does. So a group that tells you Islamic terror doesn't exist. Remember Obama would say, hold on, these Al-Qaeda attacks, they're not in Islam. That's not Islamic. The media would say, yes, sir, we're now little parrots. Islamic terror doesn't exist. And water doesn't exist. And the sky doesn't exist. And I'm not wearing a blue jacket and a white shirt. I mean, this is the level. Of course they're covering it up. Of course they're covering up the fact that there's these Islamic connections. Does that mean it's absolutely Islamic? Does that mean it's open and shut? Does that mean it's case closed? No. But the history, the motive, the left working with them, Antifa working with them, this whole constellation of information, and the government's history of covering it up, and the time frame we're in, and everything we've witnessed, I told you, they're going to start mass shootings all over the country. They're going to blame conservatives. They're going to blame libertarians when it's their people doing it as the pretext. And it won't matter how much evidence it's a leftist. It won't matter if it's an Islamicist. They're going to say the NRA and American gun owners are terrorists and you are to blame. Shame on you. And whether it is CBS News or CNN or ABC News or MSNBC or even Fox News is like CNN Lite now. It's unwatchable. It's what CNN was like 10 years ago. They're all saying it's American gun owners and it's our fault. And Jimmy Kimmel's crying and they're saying the NRA's terrorist, which means you're a terrorist. And this is how it works. Now, all gun owners aren't just white supremacists or Russian agents. You're now terrorist. We're going to play those clips coming up as well. We're going to analyze it all. Jimmy Kimmel up there with a gun. Can we cue that up? Where he has a 9mm look-alike pellet gun and shoots it and says, we're going to kill you, Alex. This is a guy with bodyguards, but he didn't want you to be able to have a gun. Powerful article on Infowars.com by Paul Watson showing his armed bodyguards, but you can't. They're hypocrites. We're in an Infowar. Let's hit them with the truth and understand they're getting ready for more terror attacks. It's here. The season's here. Boom. Told you it was coming. It's here. Before we go any further, people are really responding to this. I don't know how long we can run it. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more caplets in each bottle, is 50% off the regular price. Our last big special was 40%. We've never done 50, but people are really responding to this. And so as you order more, we're able to fund our operation, I can go down in price. 50. That's 50% off. It's $19.96 right now, ladies and gentlemen. $19 and change. 50, it's actually 50.04% off. So over 50% off. Brain Force Plus, that we can probably run this through next week because we ordered a lot of it, but this is a mega special, never before done. Try the Nootropic Brain Pill for yourself. It's amazing. Secret 12 is 40% off. That's got to end very, very soon. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off with the amino acids. An incredible deal. That's going to end in a few days because we're already starting to run low. 20% off on the Alexa Pure Breeze. Not a luxury, a necessity, an amazing in-house filtration system. 20% off are the low, low price. Oxy Powder, 25% off. Flush your guts out. It's amazing. We've also got 20% off Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems. Caveman, that special's about to end. 50% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Fund the American resistance to the globalists. Fund the InfoWar for victory. This is the main battle.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
In a few minutes, I'm going to tweet on Real Alex Jones, viewer discretion advised, a reported photo of the shooter. And it looks like the floor from the videos I've seen, and the photo looks real. A photo of the reported shooter. He may be a patsy, he may be a cutout, but we're going to tweet that at Real Alex Jones on Twitter coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, when we're looking at the current atmosphere, you have the left saying in October, November, we're going to launch massive attacks. We're getting weapons. We're going to shoot you. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill the president. We're going to kill his supporters. We're going to kill the media. We're going to kill Congress. Hashtag hunt Republicans. They have Wolf Blitzer saying, hey, the guy that, you know, went out there and shot people at the baseball field, you know, he did this because he was politically upset. That's what's happening. There is a worldwide advance of Antifa, the Antifa fascist activist movement. And there is an exclusive story on NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Report, Antifa receiving military training in Syria. Vegas shooter's girlfriend traveled to the Middle East. And this breaks down the photos, the videos, and more of how different Islamic groups, from the Kurds to the Wahhabis to you name it, have been actively working with the left in America and have been tracked paying for American Antifa operations and giving them the training they need to carry out attacks. And that these particular groups that have been identified are Muslims with communist affiliations, particularly the Kurds. Editors know, just like the Pulse nightclub massacre, the San Bernardino attack, and the 2009 Fort Hood shooting, the mainstream media is doing everything it can to cover up the connection between Islamic terrorism and major massacres on U.S. soil. That's a fact. They've done it over and over again. ISIS claimed responsibility. The Associated Press said yesterday morning, ISIS is almost always accurate when it claims responsibility. They don't reclaim responsibility when they haven't done it. Then by afternoon, they said it was made up by me with no proof. They said, Jones claims ISIS is involved with deep state. Well, we know the deep state that Trump can't kick out ran the whole Arab Spring and the rest of it. That's a fact. So just like the Pulse nightclub massacre, the San Bernardino attack in California, the 2009 Fort Hood shooting, the mainstream media is doing everything it can to cover up the connection between Islamic terrorism and major massacres on U.S. soil. Establishment reporters are even claiming it's fake news, that ISIS took responsibility for the attack, even though they did take responsibility for the attack. The following article reveals the dark triad of Antifa, Kurdish members of ISIS, and anarcho-communist Kurds, and by implication, why a country music festival, the bastion of flyover country Americana, was targeted. For background, read this related article first. FBI source, Vegas shooter found with Antifa literature, photos taken in Middle East. That was later confirmed after we broke that she was in the Middle East in the photos. Members of Antifa are illegally crossing the Syrian border to receive military training from Kurdish militants as part of a dark triad between Antifa anarcho-communist Kurds and Kurdish members of ISIS. The U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG, has anarcho-communist politics, which also attracted American and European Antifa to fight alongside them in what they refer to as the Rojava Revolution. That's been in the news. Security agencies are concerned that these Antifa members will continue the revolution at home once they return. Already, FBI sources have received Antifa literature and photos taken in the Middle East, which were found in the hotel room of the suspected Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock. And I'm going to show you the photo right now, reportedly taken in the hotel room of the reported shooter. It could clearly be Apache taken up there and killed. The folks that actually did it escaped. But there is the gruesome photo. Looks real to me. Was it death by suicide? Massacre by suicide? Some type of fantasy deal? Like we've seen Prozac heads before? Or was he radicalized by jihadis? Was he a leftist? They're the ones calling for it, saying hunt Republicans. Where do you find a big group of them? Country music. We're investigating, and everything we're saying is very plausible, historic, based on reality. The media is telling you they have no idea. They don't know why. You know, if that had been a hip-hop concert with a mainly urban population of black folks, you know within minutes the media would say he was a white supremacist there to kill black people, even if they never found a motive or ever had any evidence. You'd hear that. You'd never hear the end of it. If an NFL game was attacked by a white guy, you'd hear the same thing. And that's what we're saying we think they'll probably pull. But instead, ladies and gentlemen, instead we're sitting here looking at this and watching this unfold, and they're all playing dumb as everyone searches for the motive. The motive and the background has been found. He has Islamic connections. They have made claims of responsibility. ISIS has. You have the media desperately trying to cover that up, acting like it never even happened when it did. But the FBI, still run by the globalists, says no link found, even though our sources, and it was later confirmed, say she went to the Middle East, and there were photos of that and Islamic literature inside along with Antifa. I mean, you had them wearing hijabs. You have the San Bernardino attacker lady going to the Middle East over and over again, and they were going to try to say they weren't Islamic in their attack. That's how stupid they think every single one of us are. I'm going to be opening the phones up later in the broadcast to go over all of this, but the report continues with the background, the evidence, how they're finding all over Syria different rebel forces with the Antifa flag linking up with the communists and saying that they're planning attacks inside the United States. Rolling Stone interviewed international Western leftists that are fighting for the YPG, including Americans. And the fact that these anarcho-communist militants have women who are fighting ISIS is something that is often repeated. Antifa groups in Europe and North America have posted photos of their fighters holding up the Kurdish YPG flag along with the Antifa flag in Syria. And that's just some of the news. It goes on and on. You definitely want to read the full report for yourself on newswars.com and Infowars.com. And the big one is the article Kit Daniels wrote that's linked first in the article. Vegas shooter found with Antifa literature, photos taken in the Middle East, FBI source. And that's before it even came out that there were photos of her going to the Middle East and all the rest of it. And we're not saying that he's even the real guy. This could be a total cutout. The point is, look at the timing. Look at the left saying this was coming October 1st. And the real launch being November 4th. They have got their people geared up. They've got them hyped up. They've got them ready. And they've got them prepared to strike. And you've got Jimmy Kimmel meeting with Schumer, admittedly, planning his political attack. And the other talk show host, they're using the teleprompter reading, fake newsmen, comedians, as the new voice of the globalists because they know mainstream news is dead. So now they just have emotional crying every couple nights from Kimmel when he's not. In fact, let's roll that video as we go to break. Here's Kimmel with a model of a 9mm with a real pellet gun in his in-studio audience shooting a jar of pickles and saying, you know, Alex, you better shut your mouth. Here he is playing with guns while with a studio audience, totally dangerous. I'd never do that. And on top of it, while he has up to 6, 7, 8, 9 bodyguards with guns, we have photos of it on Infowars.com. Here it is.
It stops now because I'm afraid this little game is over, Alex. Now that you had to go and open your big mouth, I have no choice but to kill these pickles.
This is all messages.
The use of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
Now, he didn't know this was all a coded message, but I talked to high-level CIA, and that's what that was.
Say, the New World Order sends its regards.
I guess they did Sunday night, bro, didn't they? The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex. And they admit we lost her that election. We defeated them. You defeated them. And now they're ever searching, ever scanning, ever trying to figure out how to start this big, fat, juicy war. And they're the fake news. They're our enemies. They're the globalists. They want to hold us hostage with their operatives out there mowing down folks at a country music event. Look at who they hit. Look at the target. There's your motive. Then the Islamic connections and the Antifa connections. All the evidence points towards it, but they're saying, don't look there, don't look there. Hour number two coming up. Stay with us.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years,